Breaking news, Nez Nation. The House Judiciary Committee released a report on Thursday on the Soros-funded Manhattan DA. Yep, you know him. I know him. We all know him. Alvin Do-Nothing Bragg. Remember, this is the same DA who allowed New York City cops to get viciously beaten by illegal migrants and then let them out with zero charges, no bail money, no bail amount, and completely free. This new report investigates and surmises that Alvin Do-Nothing Bragg has been campaigning and going after, spent multi-years investigating the former president Donald Trump since 2018. And I have the report right here. I'm going to go through the actual executive summary. You don't want to miss this. We need to share this out. Tap that thumbs up. We're going to go through this entire executive summary. It's a 300-page report, but I just think this is so, so super powerful. Okay, so the executive summary, I love this quote by Attorney General Robert H. Jackson saying, if the prosecutor, this is so good, if the prosecutor is obliged to choose his cases, it follows that he can choose his defendants. Therein is the most dangerous power of the prosecutor, that he will pick people that he thinks he should get rather than pick cases that need to be prosecuted. I can't think of a better quote. I can't think of a better summation of every single election fraud interference case they are bringing and attacking since 2019, really, with the whole Russian collusion hoax. All of the things they have thrown at the former president to keep him from running. The latest poll, by the way, guys, has Trump, national poll by CNN, has Trump leading by over 6 points. We're talking almost 7 points ahead of vegetable-in-chief Tombstone Biden. Okay, the New York County District Attorney's Office multi-year investigation into former President Donald Trump is unprecedented. Yes, you heard that right. It's unprecedented. I have done multiple videos, multiple legal scholars, experts, professors alike on both sides of the aisle have concluded that this sham, quote-unquote, alleged hush money trial that is taking place by the fake Don Judge Juan Merchan and Alvin Do-Nothing Bragg and Letitia Big Shame James is a complete sham. And this is proof right here. As revealed in former Special Assistant District Attorney Mark Pomerantz's self-serving book, The People vs. Trump, An Insider's Account, since at least 2018, Bragg has weaponized the criminal justice system, scouring every aspect of President Trump's personal life and business affairs, going back decades in the hopes of finding some legal basis, however far-fetched, novel, or convoluted, to bring charges against him. When one legal theory would not pan out, instead of discontinuing its politically motivated investigation, the DA from New York simply pivoted to a new theory, constantly searching for crime, a crime, any crime, to prosecute President Trump. I want you guys to really, I'm begging you, if you care at all about America, if you want to see us get our country back in November, if you are a patriot, which I know you are, a bleeding heart patriot like I am, as I know you are, and you love the freedoms, the values, the principles that our forefathers instilled in the Constitution and everything we know about how beautiful and great the greatest country on planet Earth, the United States of America, is, you need to tap that thumbs up and you need to share this out as much as possible. I mean, you need to share this video with everybody you know. People don't know this. They just listen to CNN, MSNBC, and all these crap left-wing state media, woke mind virus media corporations, and they believe it. This is huge. The story behind the Danny's investigation, that's Alvin Bragg, into President Trump and the people involved illustrate the clear partisan aim of this case. Pomerantz is a former federal prosecutor who eagerly volunteered to serve as a special assistant district attorney to solely work on the efforts to prosecute President Trump. Working under former DA Cyrus Vance, Pomerantz assisted with leading the effort and developed a case against President Trump until he abruptly resigned in February 2022, shortly after Alvin Bragg took office. Prior to his election, Bragg openly boasted about his experience suing the Trump administration more than 100 times. Can you imagine? More than 100 times sham suits and lawsuits. And he's getting paid by taxpayer funding, taxpayer salary, taxpayer appropriations, all of his resources, all of his, you know, legal team, his researchers, et cetera, his entire district attorney office. Taxpayer money is being funded to go after a former president through weaponizing the DOJ in a political witch hunt that is a complete sham. Think about the ramifications, everybody. I want you to think about this very critically and understand the power of this judiciary report. It is huge. More than 100 times in campaign on a platform of holding President Trump accountable. Sounds a lot similar to Letitia Big Shame James. Remember all the videos that came out on Letitia Big Shame James? How she was like, we're just going to go after him and get him no matter what. Even though renowned investors like Kevin Leary and thousands of others said that the falsified documents case that Letitia Big Shame James and Judge Gargamel are launching against President Trump are completely unfounded, completely egregious, and completely a hoax. However, when Bragg did not move quickly enough to file charges, Pomerantz opted to go public, writing a book and orchestrating a pressure campaign to force Bragg into action, and it worked. The hypocrisy, Nez Nation, the lies, the corruption. They, again, look at the paradox here. Look at calling the kettle black. They call Trump corrupt. They call him a liar. They call him self-interested, a sociopath, narcissistic. When the actual truth of the matter is, if he's any of those things, okay, these guys are that and 100 times more. Why? Because they come with smiles. They come with these fake, insidious promises that we're for the people. We care about democracy. They're completely full of beep. They don't give a rat's beep about anybody. Especially you or me, especially about the American people. Pomerantz's book described a 300-page exercise in score settling and score. Wow. Relevant to the extent to which the DA Bragg's investigation of President Trump was politically motivated. Pomerantz described his eagerness to investigate Trump, that he was delighted to join an unpaid group of lawyers advising on the Trump investigation, and joking that salary negotiations had gone great because he would have paid to join the investigation. He baselessly compared President Trump to notorious boss mob John Gotti. Talk about calling the pot black. These guys, the Obama, Clinton, Biden, Oprah consortium is the biggest crime family, organized crime family we've ever seen in our country. It puts Al Capone, Giancana, it puts every crime family you can imagine, Gotti, to shame. And claim that the DA's office was warranted in throwing the book at President Trump because in Pomerantz's view, the collective weight of President Trump's conduct over the years left no doubt in his mind that President Trump deserved to be prosecuted. In other words, as a special assistant director empowered by New York County, Pomerantz seemed, for reasons unrelated to the facts, to have been searching for any basis which to bring politically motivated criminal charges against President Trump. And you think he acted alone? I think not. Bragg has been investigating Trump since at least 2018. 2018, it's 2024. That's 6 years. Searching for any legal theory on which to bring charges. One legal theory pushed by Pomerantz suffered from serious deficiencies, notably the credibility of the star witness, convicted perjurer Michael Cohen, so much so that the case became known as the Zombie Case. On April 4th, 2023, District Attorney Bragg succumbed to Pomerantz's pressure campaign, charging President Trump with 34 felony counts for falsifying business records, which, again, every legal scholar, every legal expert has said is completely legal, done by everybody. He did nothing wrong, no victim, no crime, nothing. These charges are normally misdemeanors, but Bragg used a novel and untested legal theory. There's that unprecedented. Previously declined by federal prosecutors to bootstrap the misdemeanor allegations as a felony, which extended the statute of limitations to 5 years by alleging that records were falsified to conceal a second crime. The timing and basis of this, right, during the election, provide a clear inference that Bragg is motivated by political calculations. You think? The facts at the center of Bragg's political prosecution have not changed since 2018, and no new witnesses emerged between then and the date on which Bragg filed the indictment. The Justice Department examined the facts in 2019 and chose not to prosecute the case. Why? Why did they choose not to prosecute the case? Even still, according to reporting, Bragg convened a new grand jury in January to evaluate the issue. Bragg ultimately settled on a novel legal theory. That just seems like a euphemism for a bending and breaking and fraction of the law. A fracture of the law. Untested anywhere in the country and one that federal authorities declined to pursue to resurrect the matter. The only intervening factor, it appears, was President Trump's announcement that he would be candidate for president in 2024. Something we've been saying all along. The entire impetus for me going all in on this year, working as hard as I can to spread awareness, to help get our country back. I truly think media is the best source. It is the best way to get back at these charlatans, these criminally minded, anti-American, fraud charlatans that are, I mean, we're talking, it goes not just Obama, Clinton, we're talking pushing up daisies, Pelosi, we're talking Chuck, I could give a damn about America, Schumer, we're talking about the weasel Schiff, we're talking about Gavin, LAD, lion-ass dog Newsom, and the whole lot of them. Congress has specifically and manifestly import interest in preventing political motivated prosecutions of current and former presidents. We see what's happening with the Supreme Court case for presidential immunity, where the prosecutor is popularly elected at trial judge tenure. In response to Bragg's decision to pursue politically motivated prosecution while adopting progressive criminal justice policies that allow career criminals to run the streets of Manhattan, we're seeing record-breaking crimes in New York City. The committee had an obligation to conduct an oversight of this shocking and unprecedented prosecutorial conduct. Sound familiar, Cash Money G. Willis? Sound familiar, Letitia Big Shame James? Sound familiar, Jack Smith? Sound familiar, Nathan Philandering Wade and the whole lot of you? The committee used its constitutional oversight responsibility to understand how public safety funds appropriated by Congress are implemented by local law enforcement agencies. In addition, Bragg's decision to pursue criminal charges against the former president and current declared candidate for that office required the committee to consider potential legislative reforms to insulate current and former presidents from such politically motivated state and local prosecutions. Why? Because if this doesn't get curbed, there's no stopping it. We will turn into a banana republic. We're already practically a banana republic, sadly. To help inform the committee's oversight, the committee sought testimony from Pomerantz about his work. Based on Pomerantz's unique role as special assistant attorney leading the investigation of President Trump, he was uniquely situated to inform the committee's oversight and potential legislative forms. Pomerantz's public discussion of the investigation in his book and his media tour undercut any argument that he could not comply on the basis of confidentiality privilege. Bragg sued to prevent the committee from interviewing Pomerantz. Can you believe this? However, the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York agreed with the committee and ordered Pomerantz to appear for a deposition. So if the weaponized DOJ, the Southern District of New York, agreed with this committee. There's something there. On May 12th, after stonewalling by Pomerantz and Bragg, including a frivolous lawsuit, Pomerantz sat for disposition. When Pomerantz appeared before the Judiciary Committee to discuss his book and politically motivated investigation, he was unusually silent. What a shock. Refusing to answer even the most basic questions. But Pomerantz's own words, as detailed in his book, paint a startling picture. Let me underline that. A startling picture of prosecutorial abuse. What a shock. Fannie Cash Money G is 20,000 times worse than this. Pomerantz's own words show how the Manhattan District Attorney's office, populated with partisans who openly bragged about their desire to get President Trump, used its immense power in the persecution of a person, not a crime. That, ladies and gentlemen, is key. This is not conspiracy. Legal scholars, legal experts both agree. On both sides of the aisle, bipartisan. We're talking not just legal scholars from the so-called right or the so-called left, both. This is a bipartisan unison agreement that these trials are unfounded, unprecedented, these novel theories. It is beyond doubt, it is beyond skepticism that this trial, this alleged hush money trial, which to me sends a ripple effect to every other indictment, every other sham trial that they are trying to, as the president says, these rigged trials to try to prevent him from campaigning, to prevent him from running. They're trying to take him off the ballot. They've been going after him, trying to impeach him, throwing every single thing and the kitchen sink at this guy for years. And yet people still believe CNN. People still believe mainstream media. People still believe CBS. And all of these, shame on you, mainstream media. You are complicit in all of this. Shame on you, Joe Scarborough. Shame on you, Chris Haynes. Shame on you, Rachel Maddow. Shame on you, Don Lemon. Shame on all of you guys, Anderson Cooper. You are complicit in this. And to me, that just, you know, completely exemplifies your anti-American stance. This crap actor, Mark Hamill, is all over Twitter saying Biden's the best. Biden's the father of the country. Howard Stern. Shame on all of you. Shame on you, Robert De Niro. I can't even watch. I'm literally kidding. It's the weekend as of this recording, and I literally was trying to watch Godfather 2. Godfather 2 came on, one of my favorite all time. As soon as De Niro's scene came on, I had to turn it off. I was literally getting physically ill because you guys are so sick in the head. You're so anti-American. You're so out of touch. Bill Maher saying, oh, Gavin Newsom's doing a great job. You, of course, if you're a freaking multimillionaire billionaire, you wouldn't care about any of these policies that are affecting everyday Americans. Everyday Americans can't get groceries. Everyday Americans can't pump gas. Everyday Americans have to work five jobs, four jobs, side hustles just to put food on the table. You're a millionaire. You're a billionaire. Of course you agree with these stupid policies. You have Trump derangement syndrome. Just because he sent out a couple mean tweets years ago, you guys have completely lost your mind. We've got open borders, inflation record-breaking. Our GDP is record-breaking decline in growth. We've got all sorts of problems with illegal immigrants at the border. We got these transgender puberty-blocking insanity happening in all of our schools. We've got terrorists taking over universities. There's wars in Syria, in Iraq, in Iran, Russia, Ukraine, proxy wars, Israel. The whole entire Middle East is a complete train wreck. You need to wake up. And what are they trying to do? They're trying to prevent the one person who could turn all this around. We need to share this video with as many people as you can. You need to hit that thumbs up so this can get a wider reach, Nez Nation. I beg of you, don't do it for me. Do it for our country. People don't understand. They actually believe Anderson Cooper, Don Lemon, and Rachel Maddow. They actually believe these people when they say these trials are legitimate. They're not legitimate. They're not even close to legitimate. This is Banana Republic activity. We are not a Banana Republic. We're the number one superpower in the world. We need to start acting like it. But we need to raise awareness. So share this video out. As always, I want to hear from you guys. What do you guys think in the comments down below? Let me know. I try really, really hard to answer all the comments, but it's literally physically impossible. Members, super chats, and super thanks get top priority. Consider becoming a member. It only costs you a cup of coffee to support our channel. Literally, there's a link in the pinned comment. Become a member. You get special badges next to your name, top priority comments and responses, live stream shout outs, exclusive access to our Discord only members group, which I'm in there, and a bunch, all of our members are in there hanging out, interacting, talking, having fun, you know, just engaging with one another. It's fantastic. Consider becoming a member. Link in the pinned comment. Also, I got something free for you. If you made it this far, consider becoming a Nez Nation Insider. It's our free newsletter, our free, it's free. That's in the pinned comment, in the show notes, and in the description. Just click on the link, click on the option for free newsletter. You drop in your best email and you're good to go. You get all of these amazing videos, breaking news, top stories, current events, right to your inbox. You don't have to worry about anything, right into your inbox. Give us your best email. We don't spam, we don't share. That's not the Nez Nation way. And we got you covered. This is your one-stop shop. You don't have to go anywhere else. I do all my own qualitative and quantitative research and due diligence to bring you guys the truth. So consider that. I can't wait to see you guys again. Make sure you check out these videos. If you haven't seen these videos already, they're amazing. Click on one of these right here. Subscribe, follow. God bless you, your families, and may God bless America. I'll see you soon.